week, Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is the Titan series. And we have a couple of people that are kind of the masterminds behind this project. We have Ray and Cassidy with us today. How's it going, guys?
Hey, Barry. We're doing well.
That's good. So why don't you guys tell us a little bit about yourselves, what you do for the Kickstarter, and kind of where you are, and then we'll go from there.
So I'm actually the owner of Calliope Games and the president. I have a few partners, but for the most part, I'm the face guy with Cassidy's help, right? So she puts me out in front of everybody. We are a publisher of Gateway filler games for your audience, right? But family-style games, things that will put people face-to-face in an environment that they can build an experience, an entertainment experience, and the games just facilitate that experience. So we look at ourselves as the instigator of fun.
That's a good title. I could get behind that. And I could appreciate the whole family entertainment. I'm a family man myself. But why don't you explain a little bit about what a gateway game is for those of the listeners that may not understand that phrase.
Cassie, you want to do that or you want me to jump in?
Sure. A gateway game is something you can use to convert your non-gaming friends and family to our geeky ways. So if they look at, say, Arkham Horror, for example, which I love but is a little intimidating, they might not want to jump in right away. But if you show them something like Thoreau with a limited number of rules, they feel like they can jump right into that. So that's what we do.
Awesome. It's there to convert people to our geeky ways. I like that. So, Cassidy, what do you do for everything? Tell us what you do.
So my official title is PR Gremlin.
PR Gremlin. Yeah. All right.
But we're a small company, so both Ray and I wear a lot of hats. So my day-to-day job consists of mostly email and scheduling interviews and yelling at Ray.
All right. And so, as we discussed, you know, she'll probably yell at Ray when he's hungry because that's when he gets cranky, right?
Yes. So if you have if anyone is talking to Ray and he seems a little off, give him Snickers with almonds and he will cheer right back up.
There you go. Now we know the inside secret. So you guys have launched this epic, awesome Kickstarter. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what the Titan series is all about?
So the Titan series is nine games done by nine of the world's what we feel greatest designers, right? They're game designers that are responsible for many of the games that the game industry holds dear and true to their hearts. Games like Magic the Gathering, Shadowrun, Dice Masters, Smash Up, the list goes on and on, right? And what we did is we approached the designers of these masterful core hobby games and asked them to design gateway games, right? Games that meet the Calliope experience, right? So when we talk about gateway games, Cassie was talking about games that you could use to pull your non-gaming friends into your hobby, which is absolutely true. But we actually define that, right? What that was going to be. So the games are actually targeted at adults, right? So they're meant for adults to play, but are at a level where kids can join the adults in their game and compete with them without the adults actually throwing the game. So that's one of the real key points behind what we're trying to do, because we feel that the game has to entertain everybody at the table, not just a specific group.
Yeah, I could totally understand that, because playing games with my kids, sometimes you feel like, oh, well, I can't perform at the top of my level and, you know, beat down on my children. You know, I got to make them feel good. But knowing that they can compete by themselves and be able to beat you when you're actually trying, that's a fun little addition to what a game could bring to the table, so to speak.
Well, my wife refuses to throw a game, right? So we we had to put together games that my kids could actually win and say, "We got you, Ma."
That's right. So that's really cool. I could definitely get that. So we're getting new Gateway games from the Titan series, not necessarily games that these developers and designers have designed previously.
Correct. Absolutely. And to expand on that, you know, some of these guys have games that they've been working on for years, right? And have not been able to bring to market because the right publisher wasn't there, right, to do it. And when you become successful in a specific style of game, you're expected to do more in that role, if you will, right? More in that style of game. So, you know, the Titan series actually provides an outlet for the designers to do something that they really want to be doing on their own time schedule, which is really, really cool.
Yeah, well, and that's cool that it's kind of a gateway for them to try something different. Because like you said, when, you know, you have these people that may design co-op games, it's like, I always have to design a co-op game now because that's what people expect. But, you know, no, I want to do like a card game or something like that. So it's nice that you're giving them that outlet to be able to dust off some of maybe these projects that they've been wanting to do but haven't been able to do.
Right. And you know, it's like you said, it's things that they really want to do. Right. So this is just the opportunity. So this is just as much about them as it is about Calliope, which is awesome.
That's cool. So how did you get into developing board games? How did that all come about?
I was drafted.
You're drafted.
That's the easiest way to put it. So my brother-in-law, Jordan Weissman, who was the founder of FASA and came up with the worlds for BattleTech and MechWarrior, Shadowrun, Crimson Skies, right? All those were old FASA properties, and all really good properties, and still today are some of his favorite things to be talking about. he had come up with a system for miniature gaming, and we called that the Combat Dial. And our first game was Mage Knight that we released through WizKids. At that time, Jordan was a creative director for Microsoft, and he needed somebody to take the ball and run with WizKids and help get it launched. And I was that guy. So he drafted me into the craziness. And from that,
he's like, here, do this for me, and we'll have fun.
Yes. And you know, he's treated me very, very well. And so has the gaming industry. So that's how I actually got engaged in it.
Awesome. Cassie, how'd you get involved?
I had a horrible soul-sucking corporate job, and I threw my hands up in the air and took an internship at Paizo, and took a few more courses at college, and then my husband actually runs a friendly local game store and said, "Hey, I know this person, Ray Weirs. He needs some help on some things." And I said, "Hey, I can do those things." So now I'm
Now you're not in the soul sucking, but the, you know, the time consuming game industry.
It's really fun though. My parents are both nerds, so.
No, that's good.
Yeah, it's where I want to be. It's a really fun job.
So when you talk to people, I've always been interested. Just like, so when you tell people what you do, does that for you guys, do people ever give you just like the weirdest reactions? Be like, so what are you going to do?
We can pay
make
for
board games.
I know, right? We get to make up stories and follow through with it. Yeah.
That's cool.
It is cool. And, it's very cool.
Yeah, well, I mean, who wouldn't want to do that? Exactly. So that's pretty exciting. So as of today, when we're recording the show, you guys still have 39 days left to go on the Titan Series Kickstarter, and you guys are well on your way to be fully funded, and then we want to try to get some of those stretch goals as well to get some more designers and developers involved. And so that's pretty exciting. And so the Kickstarter officially ends on May 30th, correct?
That's correct. Yeah.
Awesome. So, well, that's exciting. Are there any stretch goals that you can share at the moment that you're hoping to get to?
Yeah, the one that's not listed.
The one that is secret, people. You want to know what it is.
It's very true. Uh-oh. So, you know, we've had people express concern that, you know, that the designers are all from North America. You know, and we're saying, this is they're the world's best designers, and we still hold true. You know, we still think that to be very, very true. But we also have friends that are on the other side of the pond that would like to jump in. And before we can actually make those announcements, we need to make some of the stretch goals that we're at, right? So we're really looking forward to bringing those guys on too.
That's exciting. So, how does this exactly work? Are you just going to give all 9 games at one time? And or can you explain how the people are going to expect when they get the games?
Well, people's expectations and what actually happens
are two different things. I understand that. That's for sure. People need to understand that there's very different. There's lots of variables that are involved with making something. You could run into little snafus with printing or all, you know, the manufacturing of the product. So,
yeah.
But tentatively, what is your goal and how would you like to proceed about it?
So what we will do is provide 3 games delivered to your door every year. Okay. They will come to you all at once. And for the next 3 years, you will get a single shipment of 3 games. Okay.
That's exciting.
It's like if everything goes right, it'll be like Christmas in the middle of the year, right?
I know. That's like it's Christmas in July, right? Yeah. Type of thing.
So I noticed that you had done a Loot Crate unboxing, right?
Yeah, I've done that. And I'm a fan of the whole Loot Crate business. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, so, you know, this is a little bit like that, only you get the chance to give us feedback, you know, on the games that we're going to be putting into the box, and you'll get this one box 3 times a year. Only you're going to have input into the games that are being created through the way you'll put it, give input is through voicing your opinion on, surveys that we'll send out regarding art, regarding rules, doing print and play versions of the games, right? So once the Kickstarter is actually funded and we go into building the games, our audience, the backers, are all going to have the opportunity to tell us what they like and don't like about the different things that we're doing. And so they'll have direct input into the project. Right, which is something that hasn't been done before, and we're really looking forward to actually making that happen.
Yeah, and that's exciting, and that's a great thing about a Kickstarter is definitely the community involvement that it brings to the table, being able to back a project and then kind of be saying, "Oh, I'm backing this project, so maybe I can have my 2 cents at least heard." And taken into consideration. And so I think that's a great thing that Kickstarter has definitely brought to developing all sorts of things, but especially games that people are passionate about and want to be involved in. So that's exciting that you guys are definitely wanting to involve that with the Titan series.
Well, and Kickstarter is about funding creative projects, right? This is a creative project. It's as creative as you can get. With the artists and the designers that we have and the talents of Calliope all packaged into one presentation, right? So you know, it gets away from a little bit of how the gaming industry has utilized Kickstarter in the past, as, you know, if you will, for lack of a better word, a pre-ordering system, where the games are all flushed out, they're all done, they're completely thought through. You can do print and play right up front, right? Those aspects are expectations that a lot of gamers have come to want with their Kickstarter pledges, right? And we're taking that away, you know, with the Titan series. And part of it was done on purpose, because we really wanted to dive back to what Kickstarter was meant to do. And that was to fund a great idea, right? A great creative project. And we feel that that's what we're putting on the table. And so it's very different.
And well, and technically, if you think about it, you're getting 9 creative projects, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So all smashed into one. So that's pretty exciting. So I know you guys are super busy, and I didn't want to take a lot of your time, but thank you for coming on the show, telling people what Titan Series is all about. Cassie, maybe tell us where we can find out more about the company, the Kickstarter, and everything else.
So many ways. You can go to our website, CalliopeGames.com. You can find us on Twitter and Facebook and Google+ and Pinterest and Tumblr. You can always,
all those social media places.
You can also just email me, Cassidy@CalliopeGames.com. I'm happy to answer any questions people have. And if you want to ask questions on the Kickstarter page, you know, pledge a dollar, talk to us, see what the project is about, and then hopefully we'll answer all your questions and you'll pledge for the full-length game.
That's exciting. So I'm totally stoked for this, and this is definitely, when I saw it on Kickstarter, it was definitely something I wanted to have you guys come on to the show and talk about, and that's pretty exciting. So thank you once again for being on the show.
Thank you.
And good luck to the Kickstarter and everything else in the future.
Well, at this point, we are only, 210 dollars short of being at 100,000.
There you go.
And once we get to 100,000, I'll be posting a silly picture of it.
Hey, there you go. There you go. Silly picture, people. And then I'm sure, like we said, you guys will easily get funded within the next month when the Kickstarter will end. And then we'll be happy to get these Christmas in July with these 3 games for the next 3 years. So that's pretty exciting. Thank you again. And thanks to Dan Patrice from the Geek All-Stars for his intro and outro for the Sweet Cakes with Bricks. And remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Cakes with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Cakes with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.